This weekend is Winter Carnival in Greenfield, and as great as that is, it's also Winter Fair weekend. This is the fourth annual this weekend Winter Fair Market in the town of Greenfield. This is the Winter Fair Market that kind of started all the other ones and has sort of helped spur this year-round Winter Farmers Market kind of trend that's really blossoming this year. Here to speak about it is Jackie Carlevale, who is a vendor rep for Bostrom Farm in Greenfield over on Coleraine Road. She'll be at the Winter Fair Market. This is your second Winter Fair Market. First of all, Jackie, tell us about Bostrom Farm. What kinds of things will people find at that farm?
Bostrom Farm, you will find some delicious locally raised grass-fed pork and beef products raised in Greenfield. Kyle Bostrom, the farm proprietor, raises his cattle. I met Kyle through my other job at UMass Amherst. He asked me if I would like to vend for him at the farmer's market. And being passionate about agriculture, I was happy to jump aboard.
Now, when you say vend, what kinds of stuff, if I were to go to the Winter Fair Market this weekend and went stop by your booth, what kind of stuff could I pick up?
You'd see an array of pork product and meat product, from spare ribs to pork chops, lovely smoked hams, as well as ham steaks, some to die for bacon, that is all the rave during the summer. We just can't produce enough of that.
Exactly. Phil Corman is here from CISA, by the way. Phil, are you hungry at all by now?
It's amazing. And, you know, that's just, you know, there are going to be, again, over 20 vendors there on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so there's, again, going to be breads, and there's going to be maple syrup and cheeses, and there's going to be greens, and there's going to be root vegetables and pickles, and just goes on and on and on. In previous years, there was even chocolate-covered goat cheese,
wow,
truffles that were
interesting.
You did die after eating them. They were so good. And you went to heaven, too. So it was great.
So, Jackie, how did you get involved in farming? What is you said you worked with UMass Extension, but what's your passion behind this? Why do you do this?
My passion stems for agriculture and the love for eating food that is nourishing and also conscious eating, knowing where your food comes from and being able to support your local farmer. So with that, I jumped aboard participating in the winter market.
Jackie, you know, is one of the core volunteers that have been involved. People don't really realize, but when you go to the winter market, the winter fair in Greenfield, this is an event that got started by volunteers. This was folks rooted in the community, inspired by Juanita Nelson, who took her lifestyle and example of eating locally through the winter and said, more of us can be doing this.
We're with Jackie Carlevale, who is a vendor for Bostrom Farm in Greenfield, and Phil Corman from CISA, the Winter Fair Market, this weekend. Now, a couple things, Phil, at the market this weekend. You got that barter fair thing, which I think is very interesting. What is that? Just for people who don't know what it is, explain what it is.
Yeah, I'll say briefly, and Jackie can add on for us. But basically, it's where people bring canned goods that maybe they've made more of than they wanted to. So when they have their 38 jars of pear jam or something like that, and they'd like to put other things on their bread or eat other things through the winter, they can bring those canned goods, and basically an informal barter happens among people, and it's really fun if you have those canned goods. And what are some of the workshops that are happening that day?
We have a wonderful display of workshops starting at 10:30 to 11:30. There'll be growing diverse grains and legumes presented by Ben Lester of Wheatberry Farm. We will also have a composting workshop, as well as a little brief demonstration about that. There will also be cooking with grain workshop, as well as seed saving basics.
So all kinds of things. If you ever wanted to learn about, if you're thinking about getting into agriculture, you can learn about that. And like Phil said, just a whole bunch of great stuff. And where is the event, by the way? I forgot to ask you this year's event.
It's at the high school, isn't
it? At the Greenfield High School,
right.
10 o'clock to 2 p.m.
And rain or snow, we're there. I mean, we're also experienced now. BYOS, bring your own shovel.
Yeah, don't even think about the snow.
But it's going to be great. And people should again know that this was the beginning of winter fairs in Western Massachusetts. CISA participated behind the scenes a bit, but we've taken that to Northampton, as people know, and Springfield. And more information, you can find out about the Greenfield event at winterfair.org or at buylocalfood.org, which is the CISA website.
And the great thing about these winter fair markets, we keep saying this, is that it's sort of blurred the lines. It used to be there was a growing season. Now, pretty much all year round, you can get farm fresh stuff, various things, some things you wouldn't necessarily be able to find during the regular growing season. you can find at these events. And Phil, before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about the Senior Farm Share Program. Where are we with the fundraiser, and how are things going with that?
So we've raised about $20,000 out of the $30,000 we're trying to raise, so we're going to keep that going another couple of weeks. And again, people can go to buylocalfood.org and make a donation. $100 enables a low-income elder to have a slice of the summer harvest.
And again, the Winter Fair Market this weekend, happening Saturday at Greenfield High School. Stop by, get some great stuff, and there's no excuse not to. Weather not permitting, it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is the one that started all the other ones, so stop by and check it out.